Kol shebezov tomei, if by zov, the zov can make you tomei, is ben, if such a similar case happens by nezikin, ben nezikin meshalem nezak sholem. And kol shebezov tomei, but if in hilchos zov, whenever he touches something and you are tall, so in a similar case happens by nezikin, is meshalem chasin nezik. All I want you to know about this, I'm not going to get involved in tumah v'tahara. But azov is an avatumah. It's in Tazria. You have a whole parsha about it. So the din is like this. And azov is metame in two ways. I'm just telling you the simple ideas. There's tumas medris and there's tumas hesed. Now tumas medris means medris literally means to step on, from like doras, like you have in the Mishnah. The idea is this. If a zov sits or stands or lies on anything, whatever is under him becomes an ofa tumah, and that's called tumas medris. But then it means he has to come in physical contact with the object. Let's say if the zov sits down on this table, whatever is up to the bottom of this, it's all tummy. If the zav sits down on this chair, so the chair and everything under it, if the zav lies down on a bed, and let's say there's more than one mattress or whatever, so everything, even though if he touches the top one, all the others become tummy. They become an afatuma. And then hesed means to move. If the zav moves something, now he doesn't have to sit on it or stand on it. Just moving it, that's called the hesed, and he's also metame. So therefore, Rava says, if the zav is if in hilchos zav the zav is metame you, like it means, let's say, like he sat on the bed, and the bed became tame, and whatever is underneath also becomes tame. So a similar case by nezikin like this is also chayiv nezek sholim. But if the zav is not metame, if it's a case where the zav is not metame, like for instance, what would be a good case of a zav of hesed? Let's say he throws something. So he made it move, and it goes. So if he does it in a way that it's metame, then a similar case by nezikin is also chayiv, but it's only chayiv chatzi nezik. But otherwise, now that's all the Gemara wants to say. Amar Rav, so look in the Rashi. Rashi right away says, Kol shebezav toho. So Rashi says, Kigan shezorak chayfetz al odom. He threw a chepes on a person. Havito, the zav was not metame. Why? Because he had no contact with the person. It means he threw the stone on another person. But the halach is that the guy remains to. By nezikin, in such a case, kein tzchoyres, like throwing something is like it's similar to tzchoyres. But you'll only pay chatzi nezek. So that's what the Rava says. So Tosafos right away points out in Kol Shebezav Toho, Ein Zeh HaKlal Davka Doho. Tosafos says the tzushtel between a zav and a zikin is not a good tzushtel, because there are many cases where in hilchos zav you become tamei or you remain toho, and by a zikin it's different. Tosafos gives you a case, Kone Bekumto Shel Zav. Let's say if the zav has, let's say, a stick or something under his armpit, and with this he moves something, the din is v'hisid boy, is hator, and he moves the toe, the toe remains toe. He's not mitame, because the corner was covered, and it has to be in the open. Well, in Yenazikin ain't chilik, there's no chilik, whether In such a case, in a zikin, you chayiv, and there's no chilik. The whole reason why the Gemara compares it to zav is for the dinner, of that sometimes there's a case by mazik, where even though you threw something, like a case of tchoyros, and yet you'll be potter. All right, but anyway, Tosfos right away tells you, it's not really, you shouldn't think that there's any real comparison between Hilchos Zav and Mazik. That's all I'm doing on this part of the Gemara. I just told you the simple pshat. Now the Gemara says, another case, so the Gemara asks, if that's the case, the Rav Tzchoyros also, what's Rav Mechadish over here? He's telling you the din of Tzchoyros. What's the Chiddush? We already learned about Tzchoyros. So the Gemara says, Loi, the real Chiddush of Rav is the next case. Eglo Meshaches Bekoron, Kamash Bolon. The case, if a calf is pulling the wagon, what's the din? And as the Gemara goes on to explain, that's the chiddush of Rav. What does it mean? Kamash Bolon, Tanya Kavosei the Rav, Behemu Ma'edes L'Shabed. There's a braisa that says the Gemara tells you right away what Rav meant by Egla Moshechus Bekoron. Rav said Behemu Ma'edes L'Shabed B'Derech Hilucha. Like the Mishnah says, Ketzat Behemu Shinitnos L'Chotzer Anizik. The Behemu goes into the Nizik. Ve'Zika Begufo. If the Behemu is Mazik with its own goof, like it steps on something or otherwise, so you chayiv to pay nezek shalom ubesaro, or even with its hair derech hilucha, if it's while it's walking, or beukiv shaleho, or beshlif shaleho, ubepchum yishav piyo, ubezur. We had this before. Bezur shebetzavara. In all these cases, you chayiv to pay nezek shalom. The chamor b'masoi, and a donkey that is loaded up with so and it does damage, it's yuchayev. The egla moshechas bekoron, or a calf that is pulling a koron, and while it's pulling it does damage, is meshalim nezek sholim. That is the chiddush. Why is that the meshalim nezek sholim? So Rashi says, look in Rashi, egla moshechas bekoron, also lashminon. The chiddush is the bezav tomei. Or the zov is on top of the koron, and the donkey is pulling it, al gabi kelim, and then it goes on kelim, it's tmeim. They are tomei bishum medris hazov. They are tomei because of the medris hazov. Because since the zov is he is sitting on top, so he's metame everything underneath. Ubenizokim nami egla shemoshcha bekoron al gavi kelim. The wagon went over kelim kegufo havi. It's as if you broke it with your own goof. V'loiket tzchoyros. It's not considered tzchoyros. But however, v'im hitis tzchoyros metachas hakoron. But let's say if while he was pulling while the donkey was pulling the wagon, it made the pebbles fly and do damage. The bezov to, and by azov you are tor in such a case. But by nezikin nami it's tzchoyros. By nezikin you don't pay nezik sholem. We compare this to tzchoyros and yuchayv. That's the chiddush of Rava. All right, that's all I have to. I'm not going to do more on this than. That's the plain pshat of the Gemara, and I want to come right away to the main part of the Gemara that I'm doing today. It's a justice, yes.
How can you also say that the point of the tushna is to say
to tell you one din, but the Gemara just means the Gemara did not mean to say that we equate what happens by a zov to nezikin. It's for this. It's like this, the Gemara gives you a moshel. There's a mushal in Hilchos Zav that we can apply to Nezikin. But that's the only comparison. But it's not a general comparison between Zav and Nezikin. Let's leave this alone. Now let's go by to Tandi. Now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Goylim, Shoyim Chattin B'Chevel, B'Chevel Dli. The chickens were like picking at the on the rope of a pail, v'nifsak hachevel, v'nishbar. And then what happened was the rope snapped, v'nishbar hadli, and then v'meilu the dli broke. So the day you saw, you are playing mazik is mishalmim nezik sholim. So the Balatavna goes to pay Nezek Sholem. That's a Pasha the Din. Now comes the new Sugi. Boy Rava. This was an introduction to the to Boy Rava. Rava had the following Shaila. Dosa al Kli, Voloy Shibaltoi. Let's say the behemoth steps on a keli, but it doesn't break. But when the skalgel lemokam acher, but what it is, when the behemoth stepped on the keli, it didn't break it, but the keli began to roll down. When the skalgel lemokam acher benishpan, there the keli breaks. Mahu, what's the din? What's the shayla? Bosam yikora azlina. The gufehu. Do we say we go according to the initial act? We go back to the time when the behemoth stepped on the keli. So even though he didn't break it, but since it broke later on, do we say we go according to the beginning, to the initial time when the behemoth did something, when the behemoth stepped on the keli? That is already called the Maisa Hezek, and the gufe, and therefore it's as if the behemoth did it with its own guf, and you chayiv, and Nezek Sholem. Oy dilma bosa tavamon hazlin, that we go at the moment when the keli breaks, and therefore tzchoyros din, then it comes under tzchoyros, and you only pay chatzi Nezek. So Rashi says, miyikora means, shedachfosoy ubegufo tavamon. Bosa miyikora means, from the time that the behemoth is stepped and pushed this keli, so that's like doing it with its own goof, and so even though the behemoth the keli broke later on after it rolled a little bit, but we say when was you Maisa Hezek? You Maisa Hezek occurred initially when the behemoth first stepped on the keli. So even though the keli didn't break right away, but it broke after it rolled down a bit, so we say that's called Bosa Miyikora. We pass you become the mazik as of before, or do we say we look at the time of the hezek, when did it break? Later on. Now later on it's like tzchoyros, right? Because what happened, the behemoth stepped on it and it rolled down. Rolling down is like tzchoyros, like the keli was flying and it ended up in one place and there it broke. So then you only pay a chatzi nezek. That's what Rava wanted. We will explain what the shaila is later on. But first, let's go know the plain teichverter. So the Gemara says. That's what Rava asked. Oy dilma basa tava monazlina. Do we go according to the time when the keli breaks, and then it's a din of tzoyres and you pay chatzi nezek? So the Gemara says tifshet leimed Rabo. We can solve this problem from what Rabbi says. What did the honor Rabbi? Rabbi gives you a different case. Zora kli meroish hagag. Reuven throws down a keli from on top of a roof, so it's falling down. It's going to break. And now, as it was falling, somebody saw it falling. He took a stick and broke it in midair. So the din is potu. So the one that broke the keli with the stick is potu. Why? The amrinan lei, we say about him, mono tviro tova. He broke a broken keli. Not why? Because even if he did not break it, since it was falling down from the roof, when it would have hit the ground, it would have been broken anyway. So Mela, we say that what? We see from this that what? By mazik, as of when do you consider him a mazik? Bosa miyikora or bosa tavamana? We say it's bosa miyikora. Because why do you say the second one is potu? Because really the first one already made it and as if it was broken already. So Rashi says, Shibroi bemakel koidem shenach. Potu, Rashi says, hamashabroi. The one who broke it with a stick is potu. The chayiv hazorik, the one who threw it down is chayiv. Alma basam yikora. From this we see that basam yikora as linon. The hoyel v'soifel lishover. The Rashi tells you, like, why are you chayiv lamatreya? It didn't break. Hoyel v'soifel lishover l'chasheinuach is kenisha shibroi hudami. So Rashi tells you the lomdas of the stin. It means since when you threw it down, So it's a question of time. When it hits the ground, it'll break. That's a double pashut. So Melus, even though it didn't break, because in the middle someone else came and broke it, but so we look upon it as Rashi says, we look upon it as if it was broken already, and therefore the one who broke it now with a stick is potu, because it's as if the first one who threw it down, since his action would have resulted in a total hezek had he let it go by itself. So even though the second person broke it, we say he's not. What did he break? He broke a broken object, and therefore the second one is potu and the first one is chayv. That's the plain teichvert of the Gemara. I will soon, before I go to Tosafos, so I just want to go over the kasha that I told you to look up in the Brisker Rav Sefer. So the Brisker Rav quotes his father Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim asked the following kasha on this Gemara. Why does the Gemara have to, on Rabbah? Rabbah says, why is the one who broke the keli in mid-air potu? Because we have a klal, because mona tviru tava, he broke a broken keli already. Broke a broken keli, and therefore he is chayiv. So we see from this that you go by some yikara. So he, Rav Chaim asked, why do we need this reason? There's another din that the one who broke the keli is potu, and only the mezoyrek. The initial Zoyrek is Chayiv. And I'm sure you learned this, everyone learns Baba Eila Metzias. In the beginning of Eila Metzias, there's a din in Baba Metzia and Chav Aleph Amit Beis, right in the beginning, Dover Ha'ovot Mimenu Mikolodom. If you, by Aveda, if you lose something, and after it's lost, it's not only lost from you, nobody, it's disappears. So the Gemara says, you lost it into the Yam, you lost it. So anyway, something which is lost and you cannot, and it's impossible to find it. Whoever finds it can keep it, and there's no din of Hashavas Aveda. Why? Because the Gemara says the Bailim were meyayesh themselves already, because you lose something near the water, so you're not going to find it anymore. So Mela, it's considered lost, and whoever finds it can keep it, because we say the owner was Mayayishtum. So what that's called Dover Ha'avut. If a Dover Ha'avut is considered already that what as if it's not here anymore. So Tosfos says here also, look, if I throw down a keli from the roof. So we know what's going to happen. It's going to fall and break on the ground. So it's also it's avud mimenu. It's avud from the owner and mikol adam. Except whoever will. If it breaks, you may find the broken pieces and you may want to keep it. But a davar ha'avud, you have no bailus over a davar ha'avud. So here also, since you know, even without the din of mana tava tava. That he broke a broken keli. It's tam, it's a davar ha'avod. My davar ha'avod, if you find it, you can keep it. It's out of the reshus of the owner because he was meyayesh. So here also, this is the case of davar ha'avod. That's what Rab Chaim asked. Now before we go to Rab Chaim, to the Brisker Rav's teretz, the Brisker Rav does not quote his father's teretz. He only quotes the kashya of his father and he gives his own teretz. But first, I want to go over many achronim since Rav Chaim discussed this kasha. It's a very strong kasha. Why do we need a tam of mona tvira tava that is considered a broken keli even if there was no such thing that you'd be potu? Why would you be potu? Because it doesn't belong to the bailim anymore. And maybe if it doesn't belong to the bailim, so it's like you broke a hefkedik keli. So, well, of course, you put it to pay. And that's a better reason than saying monotavatava, that he broke a broken keli. So, Rab Chaim himself, and I told you in Pia Shmua, it's a small piece. Rab Chaim gives a very simple teretz. Rab Chaim says, you must say, the Gemara was talking in a case where it was possible to save the keli from being broken. In other words, it didn't come down very fast. It came down very slowly. And if you really tried, you could have caught it maybe, and it would not have fallen down and break into pieces. So Mela, it's not a davar ha'avod. It's a very simple teretz. The Reb Chaim says, when the Gemara says mono tava tava, it doesn't mean that the keli would 100% break. It's talking in a case where you were able to catch it somehow and save it. So Mela, since it was possible to save it yet, so it's not a davar ha'avod because someone could have caught it. A davar ha'avod means that nothing could have been done about it. Nobody could save it. But if the case is that you were able to save it, so the Mela, it's not called davar ha'avod, and you would be chayiv. Except there's a special din, since we know it is going to break. So we say monu tava tava. It's like you're breaking a broken keli, and because of this, the one who broke it is potu, and the zoyrek is chayiv. That's what Rab Chaim says, and Rab Chaim brings a raya to this pshat from the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this din in Hilchos Chovel Mazik. Here I'll tell you Rab Chaim's raya. It's all in the Rab Chaim in Pei Shmua. Let me find it. Chovel Mazik Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis. Here, listen to what the Rambam says. Hazoyrei kli meroish hagag loorets. You throw down a keli from on top of the roof to the ground. The Rambam right away adds, there were no kelim on the bottom. It wasn't nothing soft was there. That if it was so just a second. Where is it again? The kodam acher shibroi, the makel, and somebody else came and broke it with a stick. Keshu be'avir koydem shegilot, while it was in mid air before it reached the ground. Hareze harishon potu. Hareze harishon potu shelo shabar elokli shesoifer li shaber. So the one who broke it is potu. Why? Because he broke a broken keli. Share elokli shesoifer li shaber miyad bevaday venimso. It's as if he broke a broken keli. And the Rambam adds, "Ve'ein zeh kegoyrem." And this guy who broke it with a stick is not looked upon like a goyrem, like a gromer. Ve'ilu ve'chein kol kayotzeboy. So the Rambam just quotes the din, but the Rambam adds something. The Rambam adds. We shouldn't look upon it as if the one who broke it, he was goyrim, that the keli is completely broken. So Rab Chaim asked, what did the Rambam mean by this? It doesn't make sense what the Rambam adds. The ain zeke goyrim, he says. Now again, what's the case? Reuven throws down the keli from the roof, and Shimon takes a stick and breaks it in midair before it reaches the ground, right? So the Rambam adds, since he broke a broken keli, al pidin, because the Rambam paskins like Rabba. Therefore, the Rambam says you are potu. But then the Rambam adds, ve'en zeke goyrim, and you cannot say that the one who broke the keli with the stick is a goyrim for the breakage of the keli, but it's nothing because you broke a broken keli. So what does the Rambam mean by this? Rab Chaim says, what the Rambam means to say is like this: shesoifer ve'ein zeh kegoyrim means as follows. See, you could have said like this: fine, he broke. He broke a keli, but let him. Yeah, so he's potu. But let us say that this is like a garmi. Garmi is chayiv. And the Mela, what would happen is like this. And why would he be a Galmi? Because look, he's potter to pay for the Keli itself, because Mona Tava Tava, he broke a broken Keli. But the Rav Chaim says, since the case that it must be talking where you were able to save the Keli from being broken altogether, so Mela, you may say the guy who broke it with a stick, you know, the Teiras Vil Mazek, he is potu. But he is a Goyram, because had he not intervened and broken the Keli, maybe the owner would still have been able to save it. But maybe you were Goyram that now the owner cannot save it anymore. So you should be Chayiv Teiras Galmi. So that's why the Rambam adds, Ve'ein Zeke Goyram. But if you learn the Rambam is talking in a case where it couldn't have been saved, then the Rambam's addition of saying the Ein Zeke Goyrim doesn't make sense. Who's talking about Grom over here? We're talking here about Nazik. So therefore, from the fact that the Rambam adds the Ein Zeke Goyrim is mashma, that you could possibly look upon it like the guy who broke it with a stick is a Goyrim, and he should be chayiv like a Galmi, is Kamash Molon, that Afal Pekain, since anyway it's considered a broken Keli. So we disregard the fact that he was a goyremit, and he's completely potu. Anyway, it's a raya from the Rambams that the case is talking where the object could have been saved. Because if the object could not have been saved, the Rambam did not have to add the answer. Then certainly, why should he be a goyrem? The other guy did everything. All right, that's the Rab. Anyway, Rab Chaim's teretz is very simple. Rav Chaim says it must be talking in a case where you could have saved the Keli yet. So Meila, if you could have saved the Keli yet, so he should have, maybe you would say the guy should be Chayiv, is Kamash Malan, that no. Because we say the first one who threw it down from the roof, he was the main Nazik. That's right, whether you could argue with the Rai, but anyway, that is what Rav Chaim says. Now the Brisker Rav has a different teretz. Now, I saw some of you were looking at the Brisker Rav, so who can tell me how does the Brisker Rav answer this question? Why does the Gemara have to say Mona Tava Tava that he broke a broken Keli and therefore he's potu? Let's say he's potu because it's a Dava Horovot. Dava Horovot is like Hefka, and anyone can take it. So maybe it's the Mele you potu. So anyway, the Brisker Rav says a chiddush. The Brisker Rav says, what's the idea behind Dover Harvut? Why does it become like Hefka? Because since you lost something near the river, where obviously it will be lost, and you won't find it anymore. When you pick it up, it's not yours. How can you pick it up and keep it for yourself? The pshat is, the lumdus of Dava Havud is, that it, since it's a Dava Havud, it goes out of the reshus of the Bailam. The Bailam loses the reshus of it. When you walk around near the river and you lose something, So it's as if you were meyayish yourself. I mean, if you make yeyush, so yeyush takes it out of your reshus. It's mafkia your reshus, and it belongs to Hefker, and anyone can come and take it. So b'meila Rav Chaim says as the Brisker Rav says as follows: When can you say that a dover ha'avot becomes Hefker, and anyone can come and take it? That's only if al pidin we can look upon it like it left the reshus of the original owner, and now it's hefker. But that can only be said if the chayfetz, if the whole chayfetz is ovud. The whole chayfetz is ovud, and logically you couldn't find it. So then we say it's out of its reshus. But the Brisker Rav says, over here, even after the keli is broken, look, you could pick up all the broken pieces. you can still sell it for Sheva Pruta. You may get a dollar for it, because the material itself has value. So Mela, the Brisky Rav says, the din that to consider something a davar ha'avad is only if the guf ha'davar is out of your reshus. But if the guf ha'davar still remains in your reshus, then you cannot say that it's a davar ha'avad and anyone can take it. Why? Because the owner still retains ownership, since he could have gotten a dollar out of it. So that little bit remains in his reshus, and therefore it's not called the davar ha'avad. So anyway, the Brisky Rav's point is that the lumbus of davar ha'avad is because the chafetz goes out of your reshus, and it's not yours anymore. But that's only possible in a regular aveda. But here you know where it is, but the only problem is it's breaking. Once it hits the ground, it will break completely. However, even after it breaks, you could still have a use out of it. And you could sell it for a very small amount, but something you can get out of it. Mainly, as long as it has some sort of value, mainly we cannot put it in the category of davar ha'avad. In order to put something in the category of davar ha'avad, it must be where the whole group ha'davar is out of the reshus of the owner. But in this case, it's not out of the reshus of the owner. All right, that's basically what the Brisky Rav. By the way, the Brisky Rav does not bring any rayas to this. That this is so. He just says it himself, and he repeats himself twice, I think. So mainly we have two terut. We have Al Pi Pashtus, Rav Chaim's teretz seems to be the more correct teretz. Rav Chaim's teretz is much easier to understand. Because it's if you could save it, it's not davar ha'avad. So it's that. But see, the Brisky Rav makes up a new svara. The davar ha'avad is only when the whole chayfetz is lost and you have nothing in it anymore. But over here you have something in it anyway, because the pieces are there, and they have value. So even though it's very little value, but whatever it is, it still remains in the reshus, and the owner, it does not lose ownership. Right. Anyway, that's in a nutshell what the Brisky Rav says to answer this question. Okay, are there any questions on this? Yes, Ephraim.
So according to the Brisky Rav, you still need Manatavir Tavar?
Yeah, that's why you need Deir, right? That's why you need, but Al-Pidin, since we consider the broken, so the guy's not a Mazik. Therefore he's Potu. Because the one who breaks the keli, he's not a mazik. Why? Because manutavata, he broke a broken keli. Al pidin, we look upon it as if it's because we go like, so announce according to Rabbi, we go back to matcheya. Yeah, what is it, David?
How do you say in Rambam? He's talking about a case that's not going to break for sure. Rambam says.
Yeah, that's not. I saw this. Avada, you're right. Avada says soifer. It means if you let it go, it's soifer lishover. But like as I said, let's say it was falling down very slowly. You could have caught it. You could have caught it before, and saved it. So, what the Ramba means is, you throw down something from the roof, and if it hits the ground, it will definitely break. That's what the Rambam means. But since it was possible to catch it yet, before it hits the ground, that's the case, therefore you cannot call it a davar ha'avad, because it was possible to save it. What?
Why do you call it Kli Shabbos?
So Al Pidin, we say, look, this is, forget the Rav Chaim said, that's not, that the Gemara says a klal. If you know that it's going to break, it's considered broken already. When we say it could have been saved, doesn't mean it's so easy. It's possible. All you need is the possibility of saving it. I mean, if as long as you have a possibility of saving it, it's not called a davar ha'avad. The owner could still get something out of it. I have nothing more to say except what I just told you. Yes. It's possible to say what?
Possible to save the clay. How can we even use the, so we can't use davar ha'avad, so how can we even use
the reason of Tavir Tava.
Well, that's the same question as David asked. Yeah, you're right, so I just told you. See, the Metzius is very simple. The Metzius is, if you let it go by itself, it certainly will break. But it could have been saved by someone who may have caught it in the middle. That there's such a possibility, that you could have saved it like this. But, so the halacha says, since, bederach klal, once you throw it down, if you let it go by itself, it will break, that gives it, that it's like a broken keli already. But regarding the halacha of davar ha'avud, a davar ha'avud means that at the moment when we want to be mechayef you, that you should not have been able to do anything about it. And since over here you were able to do something, you were able to save it in the last second, so already a davar ha'avud is not. Now in the halacha of davar ha'avud, as long as it was possible to save it, it's not called davar ha'avud. But in the halacha of mazik, we have a right to say, we look according, since it's logically bound to break, it's considered broken already. Right? That's what it says over here. Okay, now let's go to the Tosafos of Zorak. I'll do the other Tosafos if we have time. I'll do the other Tosafos as well. But Zorak Klim Roshagag. Now Tosafos over here says a chiddush. You'll see. You'll enjoy learning this sugya. The sugya is full of lamdas. Based on this Tosafos. So in other words, the Gemara. So what is Rabbah's din? Rabbah's din is that mono tviru tova, which means you go bosam yikor, right? The halacha is you go. What was the hakira of the Gemara? Do we look at the initial moment when the person threw it down? And we look upon it as if it's broken already? Or do we say, no, the mazik occurs, when it's actually broken, that's when he takes on the shame mazik. So again, I'm repeating myself. What is the hakira in the Gemara? The hakira is that you go according to the beginning, and we say, well, since you know that it's going to break anyway, it's considered broken. And therefore, already from the very beginning, you are the mazik. Or do we say, no, you're only a mazik when it actually breaks. And we don't go basa miyikara. Or so basa miyikara or the basa tava mono. So Tosafos makes a very interesting statement. Nira, dimzorak even oichetz. Alakli, if you, in other words, the keli is standing, let's say, on this table. And you throw a stone or an arrow against this keli, zorak even oichetz ala keli, bo acher vekodan veshibroi. And someone else, before the arrow or the stone was able to reach the keli, someone else breaks it. So Tosafos says, the pshita the chayif, there's certain, the one who breaks it is chayif. You cannot say in such a case the svar of mono tvira tova. Now Tosafos does not explain why. He just tells you in such a case it's different. And but he brings a raya. The iyas dina nami hocha basar miyikara. Because if in this case where you throw something, you throw a stone at the keli, or you throw an arrow at the keli, and it breaks it. If you'll consider that that's the case, the aslin nami hocha basam yikara, if in such a case you also say you go basam yikara, and you say that what? That the person who put down the keli, he's chai for that moment. If that's the case, loy mashkachas b'tzchoyres, chatsin nezek. You could not have a case of tzchoyres being chayiv chasin nezek. Do you know what Tosafos means by this? Did you figure out what does Tosafos mean? Tosafos brings a raya, because if you were to say you chayiv in this case, you could never have a case of tzchoyres which pays chasin nezek. You would always have to pay nezek sholem, because you would have to say basam yikara. So what can you explain to me the raya, what Tosafos means by this? Who figured? What is it? Go ahead.
Case when there's two
there's one person doing a maisa,
yeah.
And there's another person, somebody else doing a maisa, the zara case.
Yeah.
In that case, if we're going to say, we go basa miyukara, when there's mom or somebody else doing the whole other maisa, we say basa miyukara, a kosher case, in the case where the one person is doing the first maisa, and his maisa has a...
Okay, I hear it. Are you on the right track? Are you making it more lumpish? But even, okay, you're right. So let me say it in a more simple... You are saying it a little bit more fancy, but even without making it fancy, the simple this look. What's Teures? I walk on the street, and as I'm walking, I kick the pebbles, and the pebble flies and does damage. Right? So Teures says like this: if you were to apply the rule of Basa Miyukara all the time, you'll never have Teures to pay Chatzin Nezek. Why? Over here also, when he was walking and hit the pebble, so you know that and you see that the pebble is flying towards the window, and it's, so we know what's going to happen. So with Melech, we say Basa Miyukara. So as of when is he a mazik? As of the time he kicked the pebble. So what do you see from this? You see not all. So Taisus wants to say, you see, we don't always say Basa Miyukara. And then Taisus concludes, Usvarab Shuta Ilechalik Ben Zorek Eben Zorek Li Laatzmai. There's a chilik. Whether you throw a stone at something, La Zorek Li Laatzmai, or where you throw the keli itself. Now who knows what is what's a pashat here? What is it?
Well,
before a kasha, what's pshat? What does Taisvus mean? Taisvus says there's a logical distinction between the case Taisvus gives and between the case of the Gemara. Well, Chayr is the same thing. Again, look what Taisvus says. You have to use your noodles. You have to figure out. You can all tell me. Taisva says it's svara pshuta, it's pashut. So you can all figure this out. You just have to use your head a little bit. Again, Taisva gives you two cases. The case in the Gemara is where the object was thrown already, and someone else comes and breaks it. So there the Gemara says, basam yikara azlinan, and we say the first one already broke it, and the second one is patu. The case that Taisva gives is, Not that the keli was being thrown down, but you are throwing something at the keli, and of course when that stone will hit the keli will be broken. So al pisvah we would say, well, that's the same thing, because if you go say basam yikoras dinam, we go according to the mafreya. So here also the moment of what? Zoyrek Eben la Zoyrek Liasma. When you throw the keli itself, Taisva says, there we say that in the keli tava manu tava tava, because he threw the keli itself. But if you throw something at the keli, even though the result would be the same, if you let it go, it's going to break the keli. Taisva says, there we don't say the svara of Basa Miyukara Azlinan. So can you tell me the chilik? What does Taisva mean? It's pashut. Once I tell you that, compare the two cases. Again, the case in the Gemara is where you throw the keli down, and if it would hit ground, it would break right away. So we say Basa Miyukara Azlinan. The case that Taisva gives is, that not that you threw the keli down, but you threw something at the keli, and had that stone hit the keli, it would have broken the keli. So often you would say it's the same thing, because in both cases the keli is not broken right away, but it would have broken a little bit later. So Taisva says no, we only say the svara of Miyukara Azlinan, like the case where you throw something, where you throw the keli down. But if the keli was not thrown down, but you throw something at the keli, we don't say the svara. Just tell me a simple chilek. It's Yankov?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. What is it?
It's more direct. Like, you have a better chance of it.
Yeah, but like, you are right. But say it better than that. You're right. What you said is correct.
Again,
Okay. You are right. What he's saying is correct. See, when I throw down the keli, I do a mice in the keli itself, right? It didn't break yet, but I did a mice hezek. The etzem mice of throwing the guf hadavar to the ground, in that act lies the mazik. But when you are throwing. Because you're dealing with the object itself, and you did something to the object. You did a ma'aseh hezek to the object, right? But the case that Tosafos gives is what? I throw a stone at the keli. I didn't touch the keli. That stone would eventually have broken that keli. But I didn't do a ma'aseh hezek yet. So mainly that's what Tosafos says. When do we say basam yikar azdinon? We only say basam yikar azdinon if you did a ma'aseh in the keli itself, but if you did not do a ma'aseh in the keli itself, but eventually this act would have ended up being a ma'aseh hezek, then we don't say basam yikar azdinon. That is the correct shot in Tosafos. So mainly Tosafos brings a raya to this. Tosafos brings a raya. If you'll say that we always say basam yikar azdinon, then you'll never have a case of tzchoiros. Why? Because every tzchoiros you'll say, why? What tzchoiros? Tzchoiros means it happens later on. You kick something here, and it's going to travel, and it's going to do them. That's called tzchoiros. So why? Because you say it didn't happen in the beginning. If you say basam yikar azdinon, so there's never a case of tzchoiros. That is Tosafos raya. But even without the raya, Tosafos tells you there's a basic distinction between these two cases. Well, by the way, I forgot to tell you, we owe a mazel tov to Eli Palak. You know what he did? He became a chosn. Okay, it's not so bad. Okay, anyway, wish you mazel tov. You should have a wonderful life, and you should build a bayis lemon by Yisrael. So again, you see, Tosafos here makes up his own case, and Tosafos makes a very good distinction, and he brings the raya. So first of all, does everyone understand what Tosafos says and the distinction that Tosafos makes and the raya? Listen carefully. Let me see, how much time do we have? Oh yeah, we have time. The tzois, and today I'm not going to do the whole tzois, but at one point I will do. The tzois brings rayas from other rishonim that argue on Tosafos, and they say there's no chilek between the two cases. In both cases, you'll say basal tev amon razlimon. The Tosafos has a raya from tzchoiros. So how do you ever have tzchoiros? So that the tzchoiros is a very simple way to get to shlug up the raya of Tosafos, because the reason why you are potu by tzchoiros is because it comes from your koyach, like we had before. Koyach, they had a shayla. Koyach kegufo dami, you're not. So the Gemara paskins koyach is kegufo dami. Fine, but What is it really? What is tzoyros a case of? Basically, it's a case of koichoi. So, as long as it's koichoi, even though, why is it called tzoyros? Because as long as it's koichoi, that's why it's called tzoyros. But in the case of Tosafos, it's not a case of koichoi. You do a ma'aseh with your own hands. So Mele, the Tosafos claims that we can argue with Tosafos raya. Just a second. Why? Because the Tosafos brings rayas from other rishonim that argue on Tosafos. Mele, how will the other rishonim answer Tosafos raya from tzchoiros? So the Tosafos says very simply, because do you know why something is called tzchoiros? Tzchoiros is always a case where it comes from your koyach. It's not from your own goof. It's not that you. Like when you were walking, that you're allowed to walk on the street, you when you hit the pebble and the pebble travels, it's not your guf that does the damage, it's your koyach that does the damage. So mele, as long as it's called koychoi, that is called schoyrois, that's why it's called schoyrois. Mele, there is no raya. Anyway, I want to do the other toisavis, but before I just want to tell you that for tomorrow I'm giving tomorrow I'm giving a shia on Kiddush HaChodesh. But for Wednesday, I'll tell you what I want you to prepare. The ktsois in Shin Tzadik, the first ktsois, it's a beautiful ktsois. The ktsois goes over, but I want you to prepare well. What you have to prepare is, in the ktsois itself, the ktsois quotes a rosh by us, that the rosh, and from the rosh he proves against Toysavis. So I'll tell you where the rosh is. The rosh is in Perek Beis. I'll tell you exactly which Gemara you I'll show you two things that I want you to look over before, in order to understand the choice. On page 246 in the Rosh, it's a Simon Beis. Right in the beginning of the second column, on top. Ulmaida Perishis, from the top, and especially beginning with the case, Avalimitizo Bechotzer Hanizik. That piece until the end of the piece. Until where it's on page 2.
The different pages. What dot is the Rosh?
The Rosh.
What dot is the Gemara? Is it going on?
Oh, he's going on the Gemara and Daftutes. On Daftutes Summit Aleph. The case of Hitizo Beshusa Rabim Vezika Beshusa Yochit. I did this case with you once when we learned in the beginning of Baba Kama. We went over, but when we did the Rif.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so learn over that Rosh over there until where it says the Daf Yud Tesomet base. It's not much. And the Ksois claims, based on this Rosh, that the Rosh argues on our Tosavos and will not differentiate between these two cases. And then I also want you to prepare something. The choice we discusses both this Gemara and the famous Nemukei Yosef by Isha Mishum Chitzoy. I think I mentioned this already too. The famous, who knows the most famous Nemukei Yosef by Isha Mishum Chitzoy? Erev Shabbos, right. So I'll tell you which one what you should prepare. In the second Perek, later on, towards the end of the Perek, there's a whole sugya of Isha Mishum Chitzoy or Isha Mishum Amoinoi. We had it in the this problem already in Facebook before. It's just, you know, the plain pshat. So there's a famous Nemukei Yosef on it. The Nemukei Yosef is on in the pages of the Rib, and Daf Yud Amud Aleph. In the beginning of the wide lines, and it begins with the line above it. Isha Mishum Chitzoy. From do this until the end of the piece. It's not a big piece. It's you'll see until the two dots. So I'll tell you, but this is a very famous Nemukei Yosef. Ishem Shem Chitzoy means that when you make a fire, it's like you're shooting an arrow. Just like when you shoot an arrow, who is doing the maaseh? Not the fire. You are doing it because it's like you shoot. If you shoot an arrow, it's less like with your own goof. So Isha Mishum Chitzoy means when you make a fire, and the fire travels, so when it travels, it's like you did it right now. So the Nemukei Yosef asks, if that's the case, how do you ever make Hanukkah's Nevas Erev Shabbos? What does Isha Mishum Chitzoy mean? I shoot the arrow now, but later on it's going to hit something. So we say, it lies already in the original Maisim. So the Rosh, so the Nemukei Yosef asks, so how does someone light candles on Erev Shabbos? Because the candle is going to be lit yet during Shabbos. So it's like my arrow is still traveling, and it puts up the fire on Shabbos. And Nemukei Yosef has a whole beautiful teretz. So the Tzoy says from that Nimuk Yosef we see it's against our Tosavos. So, but I want you to look it over first. You learn over the Rosh and this part of the Nimuk, and then you take out the Tzoyis. By the way, I think I'll do the Tzoyis inside. So for Wednesday, bring a Tzoyis. The Tzoyis is in Shin Tzadik, the first Tzoyis. It's not a big Tzoyis. The Tzoyis quotes a few Gemaras, and they're all in Baba Kama. The Rosh over here, the Gemara over here, and more. Do the best you can, and we'll discuss if the Tzoyis has a good Raya or not, and also what is really the Shaila and the Gemara. So on this, I'll just tell you, all the Achoinim discussed this, especially all the Rosh Yeshivas discussed this famous Tzoyis, the Sugya of Basa Ta'a. Do you look at from the beginning or do you look at the end? The best one to tell you, it's hard to say. Rav Shimon has a very beautiful piece on this in the Chiddushei Rav Shimon Baba Kama. If you finish with Exois first, then look in Rav Shimon argues with Exois. But that's good enough. But I'm not telling you to look up the Rav Shimon. It's not an easy sefer to understand. The Birka Shmuel has all the Rav Naftali has. Everyone has on this sugya. So, but most important is look over the two Maromikromis I gave you, plus do the best that you can do with the Tzoyis himself. Yeah, what is it, David? Which part don't you understand?
Tzoyis says brings the raya from Tzoyis.
Otherwise, you don't have a case of Tzoyis.
No, first of all, the Gemara is discussing the case of Adam. Tzoyis is by the name of. And also,
so therefore, what?
It's not really the same. And also, Tzoyis is a local Moshe Messina. Why can't you just answer?
Oh, you mean this part? This is also part of the local Moshe Messina. Okay, I hear what you say. I hear. Just a second. Someone does ask you kashin, but not that somebody, you cannot bring a raya from that because it's choyros is a halacha l'moshe mesina. Okay, let's see. I think I did see. I'm not sure. No. There's a kashin ask on the toisters before. All right. So I said, what else? I'll discuss it. Where did I see it? Take a look in the Maharam Shif, I think, on the previous Tosafos, says Yusvara. There's another, and also do that little Tosafos that I didn't do yet. The most important Tosafos is the Tosafos I did with you just now. Okay, now, I don't think I'll start the next Tosafos. We'll stop with this. So for Wednesday, bring Exois to the Shia, but prepare well, because this is you can only understand Exois if you look up the cases and you know what it says in the Gemara, otherwise it's wasted.
It seems like in the case of Exois, we talk about that he throws down the cleat. How is that gufo exactly? Because even though he broke it with his hands, it wasn't his hands weren't the thing that broke it. His
it's not so. You do something with your hands.
Yeah.
But you have it in your hands and you throw it.
In every case you're doing that. In the case of Soros, you're kicking it with the foot. There's a goof.
So that's what Maisva says. If you always say Mikolas, you never have a case of Tzoyvos.
Well, I understand that. So, but the Ksos doesn't get out of the problem. He just makes it. He's just going totally the opposite way. He's making everything Koa, Kiko. You're not changing.
Well, because by kicking, you are using your Koyach, and the Koyach is going to eventually do the damage. So, if as long as it does not come, and if you say you always say, if you always say Tzoyvos, that it wasn't Mikolas. So then we should say what you just said. I did the mice already the moment I kicked that pebble.
I'm saying all we're doing is we're just removing the definition of kiko and gufo. You have to say that kiko is actually the non-physical That koichai is not that your physical body damaged something, but
it comes out of
what you did.
Time is one thing. As long as it comes from the koya, then it makes no feeling how it works. Koyach is called Schoyrich. That's what it has. But it's not a part of the shadow.